Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit, 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Nelson Narciso, with over 20 years as a holistic nutritionist and herbalist, and also the Director of Education for Progressive Nutritional Therapies. And we've been talking about aquatic greens and their unique health benefits. And before the break, we talked about a combination of five different aquatic greens. Two that we didn't talk about were spirulina and chlorella. Nelson, can you just give us a brief overview, I guess, of what those are?
Absolutely. So unlike the wakame and the nori and the kombu, et cetera, which are sea vegetables, spirulina and chlorella are often referred to as blue-green algae. What's interesting about that is technically, in fact, spirulina is actually a bacteria. In fact, it's the only bacteria that we know of that can photosynthesize or capture energy from the sunlight.
Okay.
And what's amazing about this, let's keep calling it a blue-green algae, is that it is a complete protein, so it has all of the essential aminos. And for those listening who don't know what that means, in the world of protein, you have amino acids that are known as essential, meaning ones that you cannot make, yeah. And then you have ones that are called non-essential, which are the ones that you can. And of the 9 essential amino acids, from those 9, you can actually make all of the non-essential. So it's absolutely critical that you get all of your essential amino acids from, you know, diet, supplementation, etc. So the fact that spirulina has all of these essential amino acids makes it a complete protein. So that's one of the nice things. So you don't have to, you know, I see certainly with the clients that I work with an increasing desire to diversify their protein choices and not just have animal source protein, but of course they also want a complete protein. So, you know, getting things like spirulina would be one such way of doing that. And even the UN, which is interesting because they, you know, they, you don't think of them talking about sort of these rather odd, you know, plants or these odd things, but they actually declared some years back that spirulina may in fact be one of the best foods for the future, in part not only because it can be grown, it can be cultivated rather easily, but it's also, once again, very, very nutrient dense.
So when it comes to the ocean, a lot of consumers are concerned about pollution and heavy metals when they consume fish. So how clean are the greens that Progressive produces?
Well, they're extremely clean. The entire family is organic and non-GMO, so by definition, they've got to test it for all these things, contaminants, heavy metals, microbes, you know, radioactive isotopes in this case, because, of course, post-Fukushima, you want to be aware of that. So all these things are tested, but it's also interesting to note that the higher up on the food chain you are, the higher the level and the higher the risk of building up or accumulating more contaminants, toxins. So as humans, being right on top of the food chain there, it's a process called biomagnification or bioamplification. The smaller things tend to accumulate less, the bigger things more. So just the fact that sea veggies are kind of much lower on that food chain fare as well, but then the fact it's organic, non-GMO, and thoroughly tested just ensures that when someone is consuming it, they're getting something that is extremely, extremely clean.
So where's it grown at?
So the actual chlorella and spirulina are grown in tablets. We have both tablets and powder. They're grown in a place called Hainan Island, which is actually referred to often as the Chinese Hawaii or the Oriental Hawaii. It's actually quite a ways off the coast of China, but it's referred to that because it is a really pristine environment, extremely, extremely clean. And if you look at the actual powder in this case of the chlorella spirulina, it comes from the Mongolian plateau, and they pump the water from 500 meters below the surface of the earth. And these waters are extremely nutrient dense. For instance, soda rich in minerals, and both Hainan and also the Mongolian plateau need something that's critical for the growth of chlorella and spirulina, and that, of course, is sunlight. So they get, you know, up to about 3,000 hours of sunlight annually, and that's what you need to, you know, for plants to grow, for things to grow. You need, there's a basic trio. You need light, you need carbon dioxide, and you need the greenish pigment that's in the plant called in this case chlorophyll. So
yeah,
that light element is certainly covered in spades in these two regions.
So, okay, it's an island off the coast of China, very pristine. Was it affected by the nuclear disaster in Japan?
Yeah, that's one of the things. Fortunately, in part because of course the ocean's currents, it was not. So they were able to avert that sort of, if you will, nuclear, fallout that sadly, of course, has proven to be a real issue in other areas.
Now, all spirulines and chlorellas, sea products aren't created equal. I know there's a concern about Irish moss, they call it.
Yeah, there is. Irish moss does have, without a doubt, some recognized health benefits. We know that. The only challenge with Irish moss is that there is a ingredient which you'll probably have noticed if you ever drank things like almond milk or soy milk or rice milk or look at some other beverages that are there that you might consume. There's a thickening agent in it called carrageenan.
Okay.
And carrageenan is commonly added to liquids to just make it thicker and just, easier to drink and has a better mouthfeel. The problem with this is that carrageenan has been shown to be something that can trigger inflammation. In fact, in lab studies, when they want to trigger inflammation in an animal that they're studying, they often give them carrageenan as that trigger. So we felt, in spite of the fact there are some definite health benefits in Irish moss, the carrageenan element is something we'd like to steer clear of, especially given so many of us are legitimately concerned about, of course, being too inflamed, being in what's called a pro-inflammatory state. So
Right.
we opted out of using that for that reason.
And it can contribute to leaky gut too, couldn't it?
Yeah, there's also that. It's been shown to have a negative effect on the gut, and certainly leaky gut being one such side effect, which of course means that things that would otherwise not be able to get through that barrier, that selective barrier, can now get through more readily. So that's a good point.
So that's why it's not in your product.
Correct, correct.
Yeah. So now, spirulina, excuse me, being a blue-green bacteria, or a blue-green algae. Now we hear about algae blooms in the Great Lakes being blue-green. Does that vary? That's a different thing.
That's entirely different. So just like if you say vegetable, okay, well, which one are we talking about? We're talking about broccoli. We're talking about kale. We're talking about
Yep.
There's many different species of there's different types of vegetables. There are very many different species of blue-green algae, many different ones. So the ones that we're talking about that result in these what's called algal blooms, where you hear about these toxins killing fish, and if humans consume them, can be quite toxic and dangerous. That's from a different species altogether. And then there are a variety of different ones, but the ones that we're talking about when we think about the Great Lakes, for example, or that we hear about in the news, those are different species that are not used for obvious reasons for human consumption.
Now, what are some of the benefits? I mean, if we consume spirulina, also chlorella, what are the benefits that we're going to find from that?
Well, like our sea vegetables, they are also extremely nutrient dense. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals. There are a host of really interesting benefits as well that have been researched. There have some antioxidant benefits, there's some benefits with respect to cancer research as well that we've seen, some benefits with respect to performance, immune function. In fact, there was a relatively recent study that found when using, in this case specifically, it was chlorella. What they found was there was increased oxygen uptake, and for athletes who train intensely, it supported immune function. But for the population in general, it also appears that there's some compounds that are in there that can also increase the effectiveness of vaccines. So they were looking at possibly using some of those compounds in chlorella to do further research. So a lot of really exciting benefits to be had. One of the ones that I tend to especially find exciting is an ingredient that we see in all things that are all plants that are green, be they land or sea-based, and that's chlorophyll.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting about chlorophyll is that chlorophyll, of course, is the green pigment that allows plants to produce energy. It turns out chlorella is probably the richest source of chlorophyll that we know of. Spirulina
Okay.
is also, I should add, extremely rich in chlorophyll. But chlorella is incredibly rich in chlorophyll. And a study that came out a few years ago that really I thought was remarkable, in fact, so much so that I every talk I did ever from that moment on, and I emailed all my colleagues because I thought it was amazing, showed that, in fact, chlorophyll isn't just used by plants as a means of producing energy, but they found in animal studies that chlorophyll can be used by what's called the mitochondria, which is the energy producing, we call it the engine of the cell.
Yeah, it's in every cell, isn't it?
Correct, in every cell. So it allowed for increased energy production by the mitochondria. So it's not just that chlorophyll is important for energy production for the plant. This can very much hold true for animals as well. So when people often say, you know, I feel more energized when I have more greens, well, I would have traditionally have said, well, the reason for that is likely because of the nutrient density of greens, the vitamin, the mineral content, the fact it's alkalizing and so on. But now I can add to that mix, it's also in part because of the chlorophyll content being as rich as it is, providing some support for the mitochondria. So I think that's really quite exciting new research.
Yeah, they isn't there a nickname for it called, they call it the perfect food?
Yes, yeah, they do. Chlorella has often been referred to as a perfect food, in fact, because of all these things we just talked about, the nutrient density, et cetera. So the thing I always like to reinforce in my presentations is, you know, diversify your diet. I mean, if all you're accustomed to doing is eating a set number of vegetables on a regular basis, you know, try other things and explore some of these more, if we can call them exotics, right? Some of these sea vegetables, the chlorella, the spirulina. You know, the benefit in having this diversity is that you're going to get unique things in each of these foods that you don't routinely get in your diet. And the greater the diversity, the greater the benefits one can have, the more protected one's going to be against illness and toxicity, and especially in a world that we live in where toxicity and our exposure to things from heavy metals to pollutants, pesticides, et cetera, is so real. We need to do whatever we can to make our bodies as strong as possible and as healthy to ultimately protect us and keep us well.
Excellent. Nelson, I was going to ask you to do a summary, but I think you kind of just sort
yeah, I
of
think
summarized.
I was looking at the notes that you sent. I thought, okay, you know what? This might be a good time to throw in that last those concluding comments. So
yeah, no, that was perfect because we're just we're right at the edge of our time here.
Cool.
So thanks for joining us on Insights for Health, Nelson. It's always a pleasure to have you here for sure.
Always a pleasure to be on your show, and hope to be on it again soon.
Well, we can maybe talk about collagen.
Yes, we can.
We've been talking with Nelson Narciso, holistic nutritionist, herbalist, and director of education with Progressive Nutritional Therapies, and we've been talking about the aquatic greens, the veggie seas, and the chlorella and the spirulina. They come in different flavors. They come in powders and tablets, and come into the store. Try before you buy. We've had samples that you can taste and just see how good these things really do taste and take advantage of the benefits they offer. So you've been listening to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit, 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. The Healthy Habit, where we help you step by step with personal service all life long.